Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings, even St. Patrick's Day.
Hallelujah.
That's why I'm not wearing purple. I got to celebrate Patty. But anyway, for those who have found us on their radio at FM 96.9 San Antonio, we are physically located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone who is looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us 10:30 every Sunday morning. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our invocation this morning is taken from Psalm 51, as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. This is a Psalm of David when the prophet Nathan went to him. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Clean me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Let us prepare for prayer. Heavenly Father, oh Lord, you're so good to us. This Sunday morning, Lord, when we had rain, you watered the earth. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the life that you've given us, the breath that we breathe. We thank you, Lord, for the food that we eat, the money that we use to live on. We thank you for this place of worship that you give us to come on Sundays and other days to worship you and lift up your name. But most of all, Heavenly Father, we thank you this time, this day, for your Son, Jesus Christ. For he is our hope. He is our salvation. And without him, we have no hope. We have nothing. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful gift. Be with us, Lord, as we go forward in worship. Lord, we pray that our hearts would be clear and our minds would be clear and we would be focused on you. Thank you. And then we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, would you wave at somebody and say, hello, how you doing? And you know, there you go. Oh, boy, that's great. You know, there you go. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Heavenly Father, thank you that I am part of Christ's body And thank you that we are united together in you. Thank you for the unity we have in Christ and for the diversity of people that have been saved by grace through faith in Christ. Thank you that we are all one in him and are being fitted and held together as we live and work according to your plans and purposes. May we live and work and grow together in him and help to build each other up in the unity of faith. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
That I hate my father. And you know, you may know that Pastor Ted asked me to plan the services for Thursday and Friday of next week, Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. And much like Tom has always done, he's come straight from the Book of Worship. So nothing new, but anyone who wishes to participate in anything you don't understand, such as the foot wash, give me a call, and I'll cover any questions that anyone has. And Good Fridays, and both Good Friday and Maundy Thursday will start at 6:30 in the evening so that we can get done and get home. And Sunday morning, that is March 31st, we plan to start serving breakfast right after the morning service, and the service, it will start at 6 in the morning. We'll take all the help we can get, and we'll be ready to meet everyone coming to worship at 7 a.m.
Hey, Gene, that 6 o'clock is for people to start setting up.
Yep.
The actual, sorry about that. Service is at 7.
Anybody that wants to help set up, come on in at 6. Otherwise, come to worship at 7. See, that's why I don't get the microphone very often.
You did well, my friend.
And join in our opening hymn, In the Cross of Christ I Glory. Time that we give our tithes and our offerings for the glory of God. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come seeking, we come listening, we come needing your word. We ask, Lord, that you give us generous hearts and givers so that we may further your kingdom here on earth. Christ's name.
Good morning.
Today's reading comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16, the unity and maturity of the body of Christ. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of calling you. By completely humble and gentle, patient, bearing one another, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, as you were called to one, one hope, when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father, who is over all and through all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? Who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his works of service that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son, mature attainment to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, by the cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitfulness. Instead, speaking in the truth and love, we will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds in love.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we shared as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. But he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Fill me. Let us prepare our hearts to hear the message that the Holy Spirit has for each of us today. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come listening. We ask that as we sit here, you open our hearts and minds so that we may joyfully hear the message you have given by your Holy Spirit. We ask, Lord, that you strengthen Pastor Ted, that you give him courage to put himself aside so that your Spirit can speak through him. And further, Lord, as we leave this place, let our hearts burn so that we take your message to a hurting world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
While the children are coming, preparing for children's church, I'm going to sing a song too. All right? No, I'm not going to sing a song. No, I'm not. But what I will do is this. I have just a quick announcement to make to you. The Transforming Communities Network, the TCN team, will be meeting this Thursday over in Building B at 5:30. This Thursday at 5:30. Okay? That's for me too, so I don't forget, because I'm pretty forgetful these days. The planning for this event is going well. We have another month, a little over a month, before it takes place, and we're seeking and asking the Lord that this will be a blessing, not just for health information, but that someone may come to know the Lord. Amen? All right.
Good morning. It's so great to see y'all. How are y'all today? Good? You good? All right. Well, today Pastor Ted is going to talk about unity. Do you know what unity is? All together. So, let's say we have the church. We need a lot of people to come together to make it a church, right? We have the building, but is the building necessarily just the church? What if we came to this building, we had no pastor? Then what? So God talks about all the different people that play a part in our church, right? And we all have something special, like a gift that he has given us. And it is our duty to share that. Right? So let's see, what kind of gifts do we have in the church? Anybody know? So we already talked about Pastor Ted. What is the gift? Preaching. He shares the knowledge and he delivers the message to the congregation, right? Is there anybody else that shares that you can think of? I have a gift. What's my gift? Teaching you? Well, that's nice. Thank you. Yes. What about Annalie? She does too, right? And what about Gayla? You know who Gayla is? She does the piano. Yeah. And what about Ted? He also helps pastor, right? And Jean helps pastor. And there is a lot of people in the congregation that help that we don't see. And they're just as important as all the other people, right? Because we have people that help the church that we don't necessarily maybe see them up here preaching. But if we didn't have them share their gifts, then I think there would be a hole that would be missing in the church, right? So it's important that we find those gifts. And sometimes they're hard to find, but when you find one or you notice that it's your gift, then you just share it, right? So maybe we should start thinking about what kind of gifts we have, and then we can always, you know, share what kind of gifts we have. Even as a small child, you have a gift that you could share, right? All right, so that was what we have today. So let's just say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for giving me gifts. Help me to do the things that I am good at, to help the church grow stronger, and so that more people can learn about you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Before we start, I want you to do one thing for me this morning. I want you to, you don't have to move. You don't have to get up. I want you to look around. Look to your left, look to your right. Look behind you, look to your front. What do you see? You see people, don't you? What else do you see about that person, a person that you're looking at? What do you see? You're seeing that they're different from you, don't they? They're different. They're different from me. They got different clothes on. They look differently. You know, different colors in some respect. We're all different. We're all different. But the Lord has done a wonderful thing with this diversity in our church. You know what He's done? By His grace, even though we are all different, of different colors, different walks of life, different. We come from different backgrounds. We are all the same in Christ Jesus. Amen? We're all related. Related in the Spirit. Amen? Amen. I just wanted to preface that, my sermon with that, just to let you know that just because you may come from a different background or somewhere different than the other, in Christ, we're all the same. That is most important for the body of Christ. For if the body of Christ is to be effective, if it's to do its job, is to evangelize, to tell people about Christ, to set the example, to be sought in life, we must be unified. Amen? Meaning we must all be on the same page. We have to be. You know, if we're not, then we're in trouble. Amen? I compare that to a speech that we got from the old man one night aboard ship. We had been at sea for quite a while, and everybody was getting pretty tired of each other. You know, you go down to berthing, you sleep with 60 guys, you get tired of seeing that guy. I'm sick of looking at you, man. You take a shower, he's there. You go to the bathroom, he's there. You go to chow, he's there. Everywhere you go, there's this guy, these people. You know. So we started to get on each other's nerve pretty bad. You know. So we started to get on each other's nerve, and then we started to fight and do all kind of stuff. And the old man wasn't having that. So what he did one day, he called us all out. We had a I don't know what you'd call it, a athletic day. He called us all out on the weather decks, and he gave each one of us two beers apiece, and he gave us a pair of boxing gloves. And he said this: that guy that you don't like, you and him, y'all can just go out there, and then you can just beat each other till you get tired of beating on each other. And what he was doing, he was releasing the frustrations that we hadn't that we had on that ship. We had been at sea for over 90 days without a port visit. You know, we hadn't got any mail, and everybody was pretty upset. So we started to beat the devil out of each other. You know, he gave us a beer. You know, and I think I knew what he was trying to do. He was trying to tell us that in order for us to complete that mission, we had to be all together. Now that was his way of bringing us all together. And you know what, folks? It actually worked. You know, once we got tired of beating on each other, we were able to say, hey, you know, you ain't such a bad guy after all. But with the body of Christ, it's different. Amen? You're different. I'm different. But Jesus takes this difference and he makes us to be what? One. One in what? One in Christ. One faith. One Lord, one baptism. For the life of me, I don't understand where all the division comes in with our churches. And well, actually, I do. It's pride. It's mostly pride. You know, we want it to go this way and that way, and we neglect to look at the way the Lord wanted to go. But the Lord wants us to be unified together. Now, the Apostle Paul is preaching this message, writing this this letter of Ephesians, and this fourth chapter to the believers at Ephesus. And they had had some problems. They had been through some things. And there were some people that were there in their congregation that was causing divisiveness. And Paul writes this letter to tell them that you must be unified in Christ if you are to grow to maturity in Christ. You must be unified. And the scripture teaches us that. You see, unity is a very interesting word, because unity in this case doesn't necessarily that mean that we're all uniform. We're not uniform in here. I mean, we don't want uniformity. You don't want to be like me, and I don't want to be like you. That's why I had you look around at each other. We're all different. But uniformity is not what we want. What we want is unity in the body of Christ. And unity produces what? Harmony. Harmony. Harmony is where we all work together with different gifts. Some can sing, some can't sing. You know, some can teach, some can preach, some can do all types of things. Some are good at administrative work. Some are good at trustee work. Some are good at just making creativity, making things look good. So we're all different people, aren't we? We are. We're different. But we're all the same in Christ. And God took all this diversity, what we have here. When I went to DCOM the other day, one of the questions they asked me, well, Ted, how's the diversity in your church? You know, is it mixed? I said, yes, we have a fairly mixed of the diverse congregation. And they say, well, how do you handle that, Ted? And I kind of balked for a minute. I said, oh, boy, this is one of those test questions where they're going to run me off if I don't answer it correctly. So I thought, I said, you know what? I treat them the same way that Jesus treats them. I treat everyone the same. It doesn't matter to me where you came from or what your spiritual background is, or if you don't know a lot about the Bible. To me, you are a believer, a brother and sister in Christ. That's all I see. That's all I care about. Because you know what, folks? When you come right down to it, that's all that matters. Amen? When Jesus looks at you, and trust me, he's looking at you right now, looking at you, he's not looking to see that you came from Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, North Carolina, or wherever. He doesn't care. What he cares about is where you are going. And are you going there in Christ? You see what he's trying to teach us here in these scriptures? You know, unity. And he starts off by saying this. He says, make your walk in life worthy. Be worthy of the walk that you have in the Lord. You know, and he says, the way you do this, and this is a word we don't like to use too much, it's called humility. You got to be humble. And the greatest example of humility that I can give you is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was humble to the point where he went to the cross and didn't say a word. Not a mumbling word. He was humbled to the point that he died for yours and my sins. Not a word did he say. We must be humble. We must have humility in order for us to grow in unity. You see, without humility, without being humble, there can be no unity. The worst thing that could happen here in Alamo, United Methodist Church, at 4071 North Foster Road, zip code 78244. The worst thing that could happen here is that we are not together. And you know what, folks? It doesn't take a whole bunch of people to cause divisiveness. Amen? All it takes is what? One. One in the body of Christ. one. So whatever we got going here, we have to do it together. Now, we're not going to always, you know, agree on everything, and that's fine. But you know what, folks? The worst thing that you can do is disagree with somebody and then just shut them off. If you get mad at me, that's fine. You know, that's all right. You know, I can deal with that. But I don't want you to be mad and get angry and stop serving the Lord. We can be different, and we are different. But we can also love one another with this unity that Jesus is talking about, that Paul is talking about. And we can be humble. We can be humble. Humble before each other. You know what humility means in the Bible? Humility means that I think of Tessie more than I think of myself. You think of someone else more than yourself. Now, I know that's kind of hard to do in this culture, because in this culture now, it's all about who? All about me. It's all about me. It's what I want, what I can get, how I can do it. Humility that the Lord teaches us that we should think of others before, or rather over ourselves. And that's kind of hard to do. It is. I will admit that's hard to do. And you can't do it unless you are led by the Spirit of God. But you know what, folks? Guess what? You don't have to do it by yourself, because the way the Lord has this thing, see, we serve a God that does everything in order. If you haven't noticed it, in the Bible, everything is set in a particular order. And he set the church up, his body, to be the hands and his feet. You see what I'm saying? And guess who's in charge? Not the bishop, not Ted. Guess who's in charge? Jesus is in charge. Now, surely he left the bishop and pastors down here to do things, but the head of the church is Jesus Christ. He is the one that we follow. Amen? If the world goes left, we go with Jesus. Amen? We have to remember that, because right now we're going in all kind of different directions. We go with Jesus. And Jesus, and when he was here on this earth, he always preached that humility. He preached forgiveness, and he preached that he wanted us to be together. You know what? There's a preacher many, many years ago, Charles Spurgeon. I'm sure some of you heard of him. Great preacher, England, back in, I think, 1850s. And he said, when Jesus was in the garden of praying, he didn't pray. He didn't. When he prayed that the disciples and him would be one. He didn't pray that they would be different. He prayed that they would be one. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to be as one. One body. One body. Many gifts. Each one of us has something to offer to the church. As I said before, some can sing, preach, teach, can do all types of things. Some have the gift some may have different spiritual gifts. All these gifts are done not to build me up individually. All these gifts are for building up what? The body of Christ. To build you up. And why do we want to be built up? Because we, folks, we as believers, we are headed toward spiritual maturity. Amen? We're headed toward perfection. Our goal, hear me good on this one. Our goal is to be like who? Like Jesus. That's where we're headed with this. You know, that's why we preach. That's why we teach. That's why you come to church. That's why you pray. That's why you read your Bible, so you can be like Jesus. That's what we want to do. I can't help but think about, you know, the Apostle Paul. He's writing this letter, and he's writing this letter in prison. Paul has poured out his life for the Lord, and he's writing this letter to the church at Ephesus. He's in prison. And he's pouring his heart, telling them to please, y'all got to be together. Y'all got to be together. You know, you can't do this by yourself. When there is a disagreement in the body of Christ, then that needs to be fixed. We need to settle our disagreement. Like I said, we don't have to always agree with each other, and we don't, and that's fine, you know. But we do have to get along with each other. Amen? We do. We have to. We have to. There's no middle ground for that. We must love each other, you know. The wonderful thing about diversity in the church is this. It's a sign of God's greatness and his awesomeness. Who in the world could take a bunch of people with so many different backgrounds and gifts and put them all together for one mission? Isn't that awesome? Think about it. One mission. That is to evangelize, to tell the world, to be the salt and light for the Lord. Only God can do that. Amen? Only he can do that. So this morning, I want you to go away thinking about this. Lord, when I disagree with somebody, help me not to fall out with them. Help me, Lord, to say, okay, all right, you know, I was wrong or whatever, you know. And you know, we can go on. When we do that, we can move on with our mission. But we can't do it if we're fighting against each other. We can't do it. That just does not work. The Lord doesn't want us to do that. So unity and love in the body of Christ. How do you get this unity and love? Be humble. Be humble before each other. Walk worthy of the Lord, of the calling. You know, God called you for a specific reason. You're not here by accident this morning. You're not here by accident. The Lord wanted you to be right here so you could hear this message about unity. He wanted you to be here so he could teach you something. Because you know what? In spite of all that we think that we want, guess what? Jesus knows exactly what you need. Amen? And sometimes it ain't always money. It ain't always fame. Sometimes we just need to be taught. We just need to be unified. As I close this morning, I want to tell you this about our Savior. Our Savior was the most humble person on this earth. The most humble person. In fact, he told his followers, he said, you know, take my yoke upon you, for I am meek and lowly. He was the meekest and lowliest person. Now, that doesn't make him a doormat, no. You know, some people think doing that meekness and lowly is actually something bad. But you know what, folks? I think those are gifts. I think those are gifts. Because when you're meek and lowly, you can be humble. Amen? When you're meek and lowly, you can be humble, and then you'll be able to agree with one another. Then you won't be able to always say, well, it's my way or the highway, you know. And that only works. That only works. That my way or the highway only works, as far as I'm concerned, in one condition, and that's when I was at sea, because we had nowhere else to go. But we had to go the Navy way. Anyway, but with Jesus, we go his way. Amen? We go his way because we want to grow to spiritual maturity. I tell you, I used to hear that word. Does that mean, you know, that I'm going to get old and grow? That doesn't necessarily mean. What that means is that you have, you've been in the fire. You've been in the fire. The Lord has tested you. He's tested your faith. Amen? You've been through some things. You've been through some sickness. You've been through some pain. You've been through some loss of job and income. But yet, look at you. You're still here. Amen? The Lord is still blessing you. So this morning, I want us to be unified. I want us to go and do what the Lord wants us to be together. I don't want us to fight against each other. I want us to fight against the enemy. You know, if you want to fight somebody, you want to get mad at the devil, amen? Because he's the one that's causing you all this problem. He's the one. Get mad at him. When you get mad at him, Jesus will say, don't worry about it. I'll take care of that. I'll fix that. We serve a God who loves us. We serve a God who gave his son for us. We serve a God who, even though we could be the worst people in the world, yet he still loves us. Yet he saw fit to let you sit here in these seats, breathe his air, amen, his air, and give you one more chance. So this morning, I want you to think about that. Be unified in all that you do here at Alamo. learn to get along. Let us learn to get along with each other. Let us learn that when we have differences, let us learn to say, okay, all right, you know, I was wrong. Or even though it's not my way, I will accept your way. My friend, that's the way to go. That's the way to do things. And let me close with this verse. That verse will be, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. Would you please stand with me while we say this? I want us to say this. I want us to say, can you see that okay? Can you see that up there? Could we all just read that verse together, please? Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you taught us today about unity. We thank you, Lord, how you blessed us, even though we don't deserve a thing. We deserve the worst, but you gave us your best. Thank you, Lord. And now, Lord, as we leave this place, help us to remember that we are together the body of Christ as one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The invitation is given this morning. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come and pray. You may have something that you may want to ask the Lord. You may have something on your heart. Maybe you just want to come up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. You know, maybe you want to say, Lord, I've been through it all this week, but here I am today, and I just want to say thank you. You know, maybe there's something on your heart. You've been carrying it around, a burden, a pain that you just want to give it to the Lord. The altar is open for all who wish to come. Seated. God's not through with you, dear ones. He ain't through with us at all. He's got a lot for us to do. Amen? He's calling us even right now. And I wonder this morning, what will you answer? What will you tell the Lord? Amen? God bless you.
is her mother-in-law, Yvonne, is in the hospital. So, Lord, hear our prayers for Eric's mother, Yvonne.
Could you join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart here today, let us remember all of those less fortunate than ourselves, and let us see everyone we see as another member of the body of Christ who has some gift to offer each of us. Be friendly and be safe. Let us join together here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Would you please stand and join in our closing hymn, Beneath the Cross of Jesus. His word with you. Go in peace.